Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
For the past decade, Dr. Shiraz Bakhsh at the University of Alberta has been researching a gene called RAS-F1. When this gene is turned on, it inhibits the growth of tumors or cancerous cells. But when it's turned off, cancer forms. Dr. Bakhsh explains.
Genetically, there's an area that basically cancer cells recognize and they basically shut down its function. Why it's a target, we still don't know that, but this gene now that we've investigated over the past several years, it turns out to be a gene that's involved in how the cells die. Without this gene, cells do not undergo a natural process to die under abnormal conditions. And a cancer cell is basically abnormal. So if the cancer cells exist and everything is normal in the cell will be induced to die. But cancer cells, because they've shut down the function of this gene, there's no death of the cancer cell, and therefore the cancer cells survive. So we're quite interested in reactivating this program. Can we selectively, in cancer cells, turn this program back on so we can induce cancer cells to basically kill themselves?
Dr. Bakhsh says a test for the absence of the RAS-F1 gene could help diagnose cancer in its early stages. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.